And welcome to WDCE and the University of Richmond's premier radio station. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I am your host, Paul Pierce. It is always an honor and pleasure to be here with you on Sunday evenings playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. Tonight, a very special program. We have a three-hour program. We started at 6, and we have two more hours of this marvelous music. We are celebrating the artistry of Bill Mays, a great pianist, composer, arranger, band leader, and, as it happens, a good friend, too. Up next, we're going to hear something I think you'll enjoy. In 2011 at the bass convention, young bassist named Regan Brough, he spells it B-R-O-U-G-H, he's now with the U.S. Army Blues Big Band and a fantastic bass player. We met him when he was about 15 at a bass convention. We could tell that the promise was there, as Bill would say. Anyway, he presented a program of bass and piano duos at the convention. As it turned out, his bass did not arrive in time, and so he called me from Cincinnati on his way. He says, "Can you find somebody to let me borrow a bass?" As it turns out, John Clayton was there, and John had just not long ago received Ray Brown's bass, because Ray had passed away. He said, "Sure, he can use my bass." So when Reagan got there, he said, "Did you find me a bass?" I said, "Yeah, how about using Ray Brown's bass?" Well, actually, it was John Clayton's. But anyway, he was thrilled, and the concert was wonderful. And this is one cut from that concert. This is Bill Mays and Regan Brough playing Back to Baloney. Thank you. And that, of course, was Manhattan, Rodgers and Hart tune from Bill May's recording, Mays in Manhattan, 1996 on the Concord record label. Bill Mays, the pianist, of course, Sean Smith on bass, Tim Horner, the drummer, John Gordon on alto, Ed Neumeister on trombone, and that was Marvin Stamm on trumpet. A really nice sextet. Bill Mays, Mays in Manhattan. Before that, we heard a unique trio, one that I like very much. This is a recent recording. It's available now, called Life's a Movie, The Inventions Trio. And that's a very unique group. It's Bill Mays on piano. He did the arrangements. Marvin Stamm on trumpet. And then young Alyssa Horn, the cellist on this. And we heard Thelonious Monk's Pannonica. Great recording. A lot of these are available if you're interested in checking them out. Check his website, billmays.net. And click on discography. It's all there. One of my favorite bassists of all time is the great late Red Mitchell. And Red and Bill Mays were great friends, and they did a nice duo album a few years ago, 1987, I think, or 86. But in any case, this is a nice piece from that Thelonious Monk, since we're on him. We just played one of his tunes a couple of times ago. This is Well You Needn't, and this is Red Mitchell and Bill Mays. Thank you.
I'm a homebody. For me to stay at home's the only way to go. Get a homebody, and you'll be glad you did, 'cause if he's missing, you will know where he is hid. I'm a stay at home, 'cause that's the only place where I can be alone. I can play at home and scratch my head and think, and let those dirty dishes pile up in the sink. Whenever I am forced to travel far from home, I seem to lose my sense of bebop. You know what people do to buffalo who roam? Give me a stationary treetop. I'm a nest builder. I'd rather feather one than fly around the world. Not a west builder. That's a lot of talk. I'm just as happy just to go where I can walk. Never been a real one-nighter type of guy. I'm a nobody when I am on the road. I can't identify with living like a toad. I'm a homebody. It's all the same with jazz, ragtime, rock and rock. I'm a nobody unless I take the time to wait and see how the sublime in life will rhyme. Although we're all supposed to make a soulful sound, forget it if you're in a hurry. to get some other fool to drive around. I can't allow myself to worry. I'm a homebody. If I should die while I'm in London, Nice, or Rome, send my body home. At least I'll get some rest. Instead of playing, I will try to smell my best.
This is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Piano Jazz is made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Baldwin Piano Company, Borders Books and Music, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist-composer Bill Mays. He not only performs with his own trio, but he composes and arranges for other artists, as well as writing Hollywood film scores. His new recording is a stunning blend of standards and originals. Bill, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Oh, thank you, Marian. Nice to be here.
And it's great to have you. Well, I read somewhere, I guess, that you had arranged something for the movie. I think it won an award. Frida, did you write for that?
No, I wrote for some cues for the movie Hamlet, but I played on the score of Frida, a score by Elliot Goldenthal.
Boy, that must be a good gig to play in a movie like that.
Well, it was a lot of fun. A lot of his scores that I've worked on use big orchestras, so it's, you know, you're in the middle of 50 or 60 strings, and I think I played piano and celeste on that score.
Well, you must have done that before. Haven't you done that in movies for quite a few years?
I did at one time in my career, in the early 70s and early 80s in Los Angeles, I did a lot of that, but not so much anymore. Most of my work is playing jazz.
Well, I guess you moved to New York. That's when things all changed, didn't they?
Yes, in the mid-80s. I wanted a change of scenery. I wanted to play with some of the people that I had admired for years and never knew because they lived back here. So that was one of the reasons for the move.
Well, that's great because, you know, there are some studio musicians and they do that kind of work most of their lives. And then they suddenly think, gee, it's time I put together a trio and play some jazz. But by that time, it's too late, like
arthritis has set in.
Well, nobody knows them, and they don't get going. But obviously you did, and you've been at it for quite a few years now. Had some wonderful trios.
Yeah, thank you.
We can talk, and we will talk. But I would love to hear you play something.
Okay, I'll play something by Rodgers and Hart. This is Isn't It Romantic?
Good. Great song.
Thank you.
Isn't It Romantic? Bill Mays in 2003 on the great show Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz, which our local public radio station chose not to carry anymore several years ago. Just a brilliant decision. I thought you'd like to hear that. I used to tape all of those, and I had a recording of that, so I thought I would play it. And before that, we heard Bill Mays with his trio, and he was singing on that, I'm a Homebody. That was actually written by Red Mitchell, his friend, the bassist, and that was Martin Wind on bass and Matt Wilson on drums, and that's on the Palmetto record label. Going Home, the title of that particular piece. Well, one of Bill Mays's great friends was the late Bud Shank, and they played together quite a bit. And so I thought you'd like to hear. This is the Bud Shank Quartet. They did back in 2008 or 9, I can't remember, one right over in there. This is a tune called In Walked Bud. And, of course, we're talking about Bud Shank, Bill Mays on piano, Bob Magnuson, the bassist, and Joe LaBarbera on drums. In Walked Bud. Thank you. one and only Bud Shank with his quartet from an album entitled Fascinating Rhythms, and that's on the Jazz Ed Media label. Bud Shank with Bill Mays on piano, Bob Magnuson on bass, and Joe LaBarbera on drums. In walked Bud. Well, we're celebrating the artistry of the great Bill Mays, pianist, arranger, and composer, and band leader tonight. He celebrates his 70th birthday this coming Wednesday, and it's the delight of the Cool Jazz Set to be able to do this for him. If you've just tuned in, that's what we're doing tonight. We started at 6. We're doing 3 hours, and they're all being recorded and will be posted on our website tomorrow morning, which is cooljazzset.com. So if you've just tuned in and would like to hear the whole show, go there and click on radio shows, and you'll see all three sets, three one-hour sets. And I hope you will get a chance to do that. Well, Bill is a marvelous composer and has written a lot of great music. And about 10 years ago, I asked him if he would consider writing a piece as a gift for my wife for our 40th anniversary, and he did so. And premiered it actually at one of the bass conventions. I think that was at Butler University. But in any case, it's a beautiful ballad, and it was written as a gift. And he's played it quite a bit. It was recorded as well on one of Martin Wynn's recordings. Martin Wynn and saxophonist Peter Winiger recorded an album called The Soccer Ball, and they featured Bill Mays and Matt Wilson on that. So having celebrated our 50th anniversary yesterday, I thought it would be appropriate maybe to play Bill's tune entitled Ballad for Barbara.
Thank you.
Wow, isn't that a gorgeous piece of music? Ballad for Barbara. Thank you, Bill, so much. We listen to that quite often, and it's really great. And having just celebrated our golden anniversary yesterday, it seemed appropriate to put that in the mix tonight. And I think Barbara's probably listening and probably enjoyed that. Speaking of enjoyment, a year or so ago, I got a package from Bill, and in it was a an album of a young singer that I had never heard of. She was 16 at the time, not quite 17. Her name is Chloe Brisson, and regular listeners to the Cool Jazz Set have heard me play pieces from this recording before. But Bill was a pianist on this, along with his trio, actually, Matt Wilson and Martin Wynn. And he just put a little note to it. He said, I think you might enjoy this. I think she has promise. That's Bill as captain of understatement. Anyway, I thought I'd play a track from that tonight. So this is Miss Chloe Brisson in Deed I Do.
You, oh my. was good.